I'm a local guy. I grew up in Colorado, Denver South High School. And we began to see,
I guess you call it, acts of violence. You could say, as a Christian, we understand it's sin. Yet it still impacts. There are people right now in Boulder that are hurting, really hurting. Dennis and others, we pray for those people that there'll be peace. But it does give us an opportunity to reach out and serve others. Sometimes the best things you can do are just go be with someone. A little story. A pastor wondered, how should I go to this home and deal with it? He knocked on the door and they invited him in. Everybody was in tears after the death. And very wisely, here's what he did. He did nothing. He just was quiet and prayed. His tears came down his cheek. Later, months later, one of the family members said, you did exactly the right thing. You didn't preach to us, even though the word brings great joy, even in suffering, but you joined us in our sorrow. Today we join those that are hurting in their sorrow. If there's anything you can do, it not only is to pray, but serve them. If you want to title the, I guess you call it, talk today. Actually, it comes from, how many of you know who Tony Evans is in Promise Keepers? Tony has a daughter named Priscilla Shires. And I give her credit for the work she did on what I will just share today. She's made a couple movies called Christian movies, War Room, Overcomer. And yes, there are good movies out there that aren't violent. So if I were to title this, it's called Seeing the Light. How do we see the light when there's darkness? Ironically, I just had cataract surgery on March the 8th and again the 15th. Right eye, left eye. How many in here have had cataracts removed? Don't fear it. Love it. My vision is better than it's ever been. The shock is when you look in the mirror at yourself and you go, whoa. But up to that time, you thought you're pretty handsome, but you see the warts and all. So, thankful for modern medicine that can do that. Recovery's been good, and I'm seeing better than ever. Yet, moving from me to you, are you seeing light in times of darkness? Because we'll all go through problems. Scripture I picked today talks about spiritual blindness. It comes out of John chapter 9, verses 35 through 41. If you have your Bible again, look up John, the address I call it is John 9, 35 through 41. The subheading there is spiritual blindness. Many of us can have poor vision or be blind physically, but when we talk about spiritual blindness, that's when things go by and we have no sensitivity to those around us. Just coming in and speaking, I met Bob, and just we had a good talk, and some of the others, Steve and I ever spend time with you or whatever, but it uplifts me just to be with you men. So it works both ways. Let me read from scriptures. Again, John, starting verse 9:35. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. This was a young man that was thrown out of the temple by the Pharisees. And when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? The young man said, who is he, sir? The man asked, tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking to you now. The man said, Lord, I believe, and worshiped. You see the immediate transition? He was ready for harvest. Jesus knew that in the spirit. Another young man coming into the kingdom forever. What a joy. If that doesn't light your fire, your wood's wet. You need to be excited about salvation. We could look at our own family, family members that we struggle with. I have, again, a 52-year-old son that's still, I've had over the years, you pray for Jeff. He's a rebellion. Yet God works through a dog. He has no kids. He has a partner, a female, but he has a big yellow Labrador. Guess who gets to take the Labrador out and work it every day when he brings the dog? So I can maybe come in the back door to Jeff. My wife gave me good counsel. She said, keep your big mouth shut. Don't drive him off. I said, he deserves to be punished. How can he not see Jesus? She said, does he see Jesus in you? Man, it hit me right between the eyes. It hit me between the eyes. Continue to serve. Keep your mouth shut at times. God will take care of the rest of it. Moving on that verse. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment, I have come into this world so that the blind may what? See, and those who see will become what? Blind. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, what? Are we blind too? Look at Jesus' response. Jesus said, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. So Jesus could see through the facade. We all, if we're honest, want men to see us in a good light and someone you can look up to and speak well. And yet, at times, we need friends around us. And I always love this. I remember Howard Hendricks. When I first heard him in Boulder speak at a Promise Keepers conference, he said, you need three types of men in your life. Paul, Barnabas, and a Timothy. Paul is an older man who is a mentor. Do you have a mentor in your life? Someone's older usually. If you do, you're blessed. If not, seek out somebody you admire and ask him if he'll mentor you. A Barnabas is a Timothy, a soul brother, as Howard Hendricks said, who loves you, but he's not impressed by you. He's not. And the third is that young man of Timothy, that can be a male or female, that first should be your son and daughter, your grandchildren. And it's very difficult if they pushed you away because of your beliefs. Many of us have kids like that. And like I said with Carol, I said, when is he going to come to his senses? Well, again, love him, serve him, and keep your big mouth shut. Good counsel. Carol and I have been married for 57 years. Boy, did I pick a winner. Ooh, she covers so much for me. She still does when I'm wandering in the woods. Many of us now at this age, age 80, suffer at times from memory. It's kind of scary when that's your family. It doesn't come quickly. And memory comes either immediate, which I'm thankful for, you struggle a little, then it pops and you cover, but other times you know it's not going to come. At those time, men, what I do, I go and write it down. So I encourage those in that last category, write it down in a place you can find it. And I wrote, again, after spiritual blindness, Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light of the world. Am I thankful beyond what you would ever imagine? 10 very important words I can ask someone is, how can I help you? That's the first 5. Have you asked somebody today how you can help them? And they respond usually, yay, nay, or whatever. But you made the offer. But it, with them, said, he's not focusing on himself. He's focusing on me. And people, male or female, can tell when you're focusing on them. One of my biggest problems is to listen, process, and then say, you know, Bob, how's your back when you walk in? You go, he was listening to me. That means a lot. What can I do for you today? How can I take your pain? I do it in a heartbeat. Listen. The second five words, if offered that opportunity, do you know Jesus Christ? And I always add two more thoughts as your what? Savior and Lord. See, many of us can claim to be Christian. And we believe in God, we believe in Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit. But the crossover is when you say, Lord, I need you. Will you take over my life and run it? I'm not doing a very good job. You know what he says to me? It's about time, Shorty. About time. I've been waiting on you patiently. You've come to me. And yes, I'll do it. Thanks for asking. You see, Jesus then becomes intimate. The Holy Spirit brings to our mind those very things that are important. Is God important? Yes, he is. He's the creator, as is Jesus. Is the Holy Spirit important? Yes, he is, because he masterminds our thoughts, our directions, those things that we, in fact, need to be thinking about. And it's usually others. How can I serve others toward Jesus? I shared when I walked in, I have a ministry up till the cataract surgery hit, and I'll start it again if I can, of snow blowing. I just go down the block, and I have one of those snow blowers that Tim the Tool Man would be proud of. It'll shoot snow 25, 30 feet, clear the walk, do driveways. I came out. And two of the neighbors I've been doing that for had done my walk, had done my driveway. You see what it starts? Just a simple act like it, or mow their lawn. Do something physically, do something spiritually. And who's the first one they call when they're hurting? It's you. If they're really hurting, you can hear over the phone as the tears are flowing. Could you come over? Well, I don't think so. I'm busy today. I've got to shine my shoes, clean my shoe trees, put them in order. Or no, I'll be right there. How can I serve you? And like that pastor, just listen. It's difficult now. We can't hug. I'm a hugger. Many of you men, now it's bump elbows or whatever, but it really means something when someone will come up to you. We can't, unless we have our mask on now. Do you think there'll be any masks in heaven? I don't think so. But we also owe those that have not gotten COVID, the honor or realization that we don't want to spread these things. So all of us have, again, feelings, and we feel up at times, other times we're down and low. But what you pray for is, when I see someone, can I tell, even though there's a facade there, they need help? Many times you have that opportunity. Why? Because you love the Lord. He was good to you. He forgave your sins. He is guaranteed, without a shadow of a doubt, where you will be. Do you know where you're going? I do. He'll take me in. I'm going to heaven. Many days I said, Lord, can you do it now? I'm tired. He said, no, I've got work for you to do. Again, shut up, sit down, Shorty, and get busy. I'll provide the strength if you take the first step. And so, do you have a personal plan? Always. If someone would, like the Philippian jailer would say, what must I do to be saved? Well, let me see. What was the answer to that? Do you remember? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Simple answer, but eternal consequences. So be prepared, have a plan. It's one thing we learned in coaching. I always use this little analogy. Bill McCartney one time said it this way. When you see someone and you want to get a point across, get in their mustache. Get right up in, you know, he was that type of thing. And grateful to have a Christian brother that will, again, give you those type of commands, literally. And one of the biggest questions I'm asked all the time is how Bill McCartney is. And from time to time, I'll actually email him and get two or three words back. One of them the last time, with great respect, I love you. You know what that meant to me? Brief but bright. He said, I love you. I respect you. Probably should have said, now get out and start snow blowing. Quit. Anyway, a personal plan is extremely important. How to lead someone to the Lord. I was thankful to a young couple, Jay and Marty Ortley, who are navigators, poured into our life, Carol and mine, week in, week out, this entire Christian message of salvation. Without a doubt, I was able then to share Christ with others. And I have a good friend named Art Remington. He's back in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Four of us meet every Friday at 6 a.m. out here. He's back there at 8 a.m., 2 hours difference. But Art, I love that man, and his wife Miriam, are employees now of Promise Keepers, the new PK2. And I text Art, as you do with certain close friends, at least once, even twice, three times a week, just to be in touch with him. And he sent this, and I want to close with this. He sent me a little thing, and I really like this. When you speak, you'd love to have those things that impact people, will help them in their suffering, that will give them hope and eternal hope in their plan of salvation for others. But here's what Art sent me, and I thought I'd share with you to close. And I hope this blesses you. I read this and went, wow, this guy understands how others feel, even non-Christians. Here's what Art said. Hello. Welcome to Flight 2021. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. Have you ever been on an airplane? Yeah. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement be put away. Should we lose altitude and the pressure drops as we're flying, what do? You reach up, put your hand up with me now. Come on, put your hand. What do we do? We pull down what? The mask, the oxygen. In this case, under pressure, reach up and pull down a prayer. After taking off your mask, though, well, I hope we can take these off soon. Anyway, prayers will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist others and other passengers with their masks, with their seatbelts, whatever. Don't worry. You are in capable hands. The Captain God has cleared us for takeoff. The destinations are peace, grace, mercy, salvation, and heaven. And soon, and very what? Soon, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Ed L. Bennington said, stop. Singing is atrocious. Awesome. Just teasing. Yeah. I owe you one. In closing, let me pray and be thankful for men like you in my life. You made a difference in me. Lord Jesus, as we pause now to reflect even on a morning here at Older Man's Christian Fellowship, there are brothers online and others in the flesh right here that love one another. And it's not unmanly to look at another man and say, you know what? Dennis, I love you. Gary, thanks for preparing the food. You're one of my heroes. Because we never know how much they need that at that point in time. So give us the wisdom, the understanding, Lord, to do what is right. To be very sensitive to the Spirit, because he will bring to mind those things we should be saying. And I bless each one of these men. Thank you for their stand for Christ. And give all of us a direction, a focus, even today, where we say, what can I do to serve you? What can I do to carry your burden and make it lighter? These things I pray in the name of Jesus. And all the men said, amen. Amen.